Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective Podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Bailey, and you are listening to a Shifting Perspectives podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'll be talking to sisters Claire Harris and Abigail Clay. Because of this terrible pandemic, we'll be talking down the line, so please do excuse any knocks and bumps or dogs barking. Claire is a very sporty person who loves swimming and playing football. She graduated from a three-year performing arts course at the Orpheus Centre College and has made a film with her sister Abigail about wanting to get a job. Claire is also studying with the group Access All Areas at the Central School of Speech and Drama, but of course her lessons at the moment are now on Zoom. Claire's sister Abigail is an actress who specialises in teaching drama and interactive sessions to people with learning disabilities, as well as being the artistic director of Shakespeare 21, a brand new drama group for people with Down syndrome. So hello, Claire, and hello, Abigail.
Hello, Richard.
Hello, Richard.
All right, so Claire, before we talk about your swimming and your college and your work, perhaps we could start off with your family and, of course, your sister Abigail. Are you living with Abigail now? Are you independent or are you living with your family?
No, I live with my parents.
Were you living independently before all of this, or have you just moved back in with your family?
When I was at the Orpheus Centre in Surrey, I was living in for my last year.
Were you enjoying that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're now at home with your family. Can you tell me about your family?
Yeah, I live here with my parents. I have two sisters, Abigail and Sean. Sean's our oldest sister, and she's a paramedic in West Wales. And she lives there. And Abby is an actor and lives on the London-Essex border.
Lovely. And I understand you and Abigail made a film together.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about the film?
The film is called Possibility, which I presented. And it was about people with Down syndrome getting a job.
Great. And how would we get to see the film if somebody wanted to watch it?
People can go on YouTube and search for Possibility, and that's with an A, so Possibility. And if you put 2018, that will make the documentary come up and you can have a watch.
Great. And did you produce and direct this film, Abigail?
Yes. This was the film I made for my final project at drama school.
And it was mainly about work and trying to get a job and the importance of getting a job.
Yes, that's right. We spoke to a few different people in both paid and unpaid work positions, doing all sorts of different things, working in a canteen, working in a hairdresser's, and spoke about the advantages and disadvantages of having a job. And of course, the conclusion is that it's just like anyone else who doesn't have Down syndrome. There's loads of reasons it's great to have a job, but unfortunately, there's still some barriers in the way because of assumptions people can sometimes have about people with Down syndrome and their abilities.
Exactly. I mean, I took a series of portraits of young adults with Down syndrome in their workplaces for the DSA's Work Fit campaign. So I know how important it is for people with Down syndrome to have some sort of meaningful employment. So, Claire, do you have a job now, or at least did you have a job before the lockdown and the pandemic?
Yes, I've got a job. I work as a catering assistant.
And you enjoyed that. I mean, can you tell us how did you get the job?
I had to go for two interviews and Abby, can you help me out, please?
I can. I wondered, you're right about the two interviews. And before you did the interviews, we had to work on something together and we did it when we were away in the caravan. Do you remember?
Yes. I had to fill out a long application form.
Great. And is it important, do you feel, to have a job?
Yes, I do. I think it's very important.
And what do you think employers can do to help people with Down syndrome to get a job?
I think they can help to understand what it's like to have Down syndrome or a low disability for people that don't have them, to understand what it's like for those who do.
Very good, very good. And I guess, obviously, you're not working now. I mean, how has lockdown affected your job?
During the first lockdown, I was helping cleaning the touch points around the college, which was a job for pre-COVID. And then during the second lockdown, I was furloughed.
I think the thing to say is that it's been really confusing, hasn't it, with being on furlough and then coming in and out of work. So first you weren't at work and then you were back at work. And then the government classified adults with Down syndrome as being clinically extremely vulnerable. So then you were back out of work again. And then you were just back into work. And then this new lockdown happened. So you've been in and out for the best part of a year, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been terrible, isn't it? This whole thing's been awful. But, I mean, you enjoy work and I guess you're really looking forward to getting back to work.
Yes, definitely.
So whilst you've been on furlough, is there anything else you've been doing?
Yes, I've been doing my level 2 food hygiene certificate. I first started it at my secondary school, but so the teachers left, so we never got to finish the food hygiene certificate. So I have started it again. I passed level 1 when I was in work with my boss last year, and I am now working on level 2 with my sister on the Zoom.
Well, that's great, and you know, it's great that you're making good use of your time during the furlough period. Okay, well, should we move on to college? Because I mentioned earlier about the Access All Areas Theatre Group, and I think that's at the Central School of Speech and Drama. Can you tell me about what you're doing there, what the course is and the things that you study?
Yes, it's at the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama, and it's based in London. We study improvisation, stage acting, camera acting, and devising work. We have been doing 6 masterclasses with Sky TV, and we've been we split into 2 groups. And we were pitching ideas for 2 new TV programmes and writing the scripts that Sky TV might use in production.
Sounds like a great opportunity. Great. And what roles have you played?
I've played Bruce in the Caucasian Talk Circle. As well as a few others, but I can't remember them all.
You can't remember them all, but I mean, I guess you enjoy treading the boards.
Yeah, I do.
And does Abigail give you lots of advice for acting?
Yes, some of the time.
I've helped you learn words occasionally, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you need qualifications to get on the course?
No, we didn't need qualifications, just extensive acting experience.
Great. And did you need to audition or?
Yes, I had to go up to London for 2 auditions.
And how long is the course?
The course is for 2 years. But because of lockdown, we've been doing it over Zoom.
How have you found that? Has that been difficult or has it still been good fun?
At times, it has been both difficult and good fun.
There was a wonderful moment at the beginning of last year when I was still living with Claire and my parents, and I would hear all sorts of weird and wonderful things coming out of the drama classes, including, I think it was lots of very loud quacking. Is that right, Claire?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. That was an exercise we were doing. And we were one of the volunteers. And we had to imitate a couple of animals.
Very good.
At the end, which is of this term, when it finishes at Easter, we will leave with a level 2 in advanced performance making.
So Claire, if you once you get those qualifications, what would you like to do with those in the future?
Well, I was hoping to be doing a two-hander detective program with my sister Abby, and I'm also hoping to do train the first aid as well.
First aid?
Yeah.
So you could do something like the St. John's Ambulance or something like that?
Yeah, or the Red Cross.
Red Cross would be good as well. Great. So, Abigail, perhaps you can tell me a little bit about the work that you do, because I see that you're the artistic director of Shakespeare 21. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that's brilliant fun for me, as well as hopefully for the participants as well. So obviously we started that pre-coronavirus, so it used to be in person, and it's a group of adults with Down syndrome who are interested in performing and have an interest in working with Shakespeare. Not the man himself, unfortunately, but with his work. And we get together and we play drama games and explore the text through movement and using experiences from our own lives. And we had probably about 6 months of real life sessions, and now it always takes place on Zoom. So sometimes we talk about what it was like to live in Shakespeare's day and how maybe it wasn't so different from the present time. What did we, in our last session, Claire, what were we exploring that both people in Shakespeare's day and people today can enjoy?
Parties.
Yes. Can you remember any examples?
Like in Romeo and Juliet, we had a masked ball and Macbeth.
Yeah.
You'd think it's weird that there are parties in Macbeth, seeing as that one's got murdering, blood serving as shooting in.
Yeah, but there is a brief party, and poor Macbeth wasn't feeling too happy, but everyone else was having a nice time.
And Sir Toby Belt Yeah. Right. He was a notorious character for staying up later than he should.
Yeah, he was totally notorious.
Oh, well, that sounds absolutely brilliant. Can people still get involved in that?
Yes, absolutely. If anyone was listening to this and was an adult with Down syndrome who was interested in performing with Shakespeare's work, yes, I would definitely encourage them to get in touch with me. Perhaps we can put my contact details in a description somewhere.
I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can put your contact details somewhere. Brilliant. So anyway, we were just talking about parties and stuff like that. So if we go back to Claire and your social life. Now, I read that you're a competitive swimmer. Which club do you go to, Claire?
So I used to go to Sark's swimming club. But I have stopped doing that now.
Yeah, so that was pre-pandemic that Claire had finished her competitive swimming, just to clarify that.
Because I was getting too busy.
Very good. And you also play football. Who do you play football with?
So I play football for the Paddockwood Panthers team, which I play with my boyfriend.
Can I ask about your boyfriend?
Yes, he's called Luke. We were friends for 5 years in football. And then we got together as a couple at a Christmas party and started going out.
And have you been going out for a very long time, or is it a new romance?
Yes. We've been together for just been 3 years, I think.
Quite a long time then, that's great.
Yeah.
So, with all the swimming and the football and the drama classes and, well, you know, the busy job that you have and will have, you know, when we all get back to normal. What else do you like to do in your spare time?
I've taken up running.
Very good.
Around where I live and I was part of amateur dramatic society.
And what sort of plays do you do with the Amateur Dramatic Society, Claire?
So I do pantomimes, so Aladdin, Mother Goose, Robin Hood.
Yeah, absolutely. And what sort of characters have you played in them?
Can't remember what my first one was. I think it was Babes in the Wood. And I played a villager. And then Robin Hood. I was also playing a villager. And I was in the chorus.
And earlier you mentioned a detective story that you might be doing with Abigail.
Yeah.
That's completely your idea, isn't it, Claire?
Yes, it is.
Claire has already pitched this idea to me. And I suppose we'll get started on the script once you graduate, I suppose.
From AAA, yes.
Yeah.
And what kind of a detective is it, Claire? Is she?
I don't mind either, I suppose. I suppose if I was to describe myself as an actor, I'd say I'm comfortable with playing roles of any gender, male or female. Usually also like to be playing the hero.
And so this detective that you've got in mind, is it going to be like a Miss Marple character? or somebody running around with a gun?
I think I'd say I like watching a couple of detective programs as well. So if I had to say one, it'd be probably like Inspector Barnaby from Return of Murders, or Lewis from Lewis. That kind of detective.
The real thinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you like Death in Paradise and those sort of shows?
Yes, I do. I've been watching Death in Paradise from the beginning, and I'm already up to series 8 already.
They're very good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And if you had any advice to give to anybody, any of our listeners, people with Down syndrome or not, what kind of advice would you give to them at this moment?
I'd say you wouldn't underestimate us. You wouldn't think that we could do less than anyone else. Just because you've got Down syndrome.
So, Claire, when this pandemic's over, what is it that you're going to be looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to getting back to work. And I'm looking forward to seeing my boyfriend again.
Okay, I think getting back to work and seeing your boyfriend sound like, you know, nice things to look forward to. And you know, and hopefully when this pandemic ends soon, you'll be doing just that. And, you know, I think on that note, I think our time has come to an end. So I'd like to say it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Claire, and hearing about all the things that you've done and achieved and the things that you want to do in the future. And to you, Abigail, as well. And I wish you luck with the film, and I'd encourage everyone to go and have a look. We're going to put a link somewhere, I'm sure. And, of course, good luck with the drama classes and, as I say, getting back to your job. So thank you, Claire, and thank you, Abigail.
Thank you.
Great. My name is Richard Bailey, and I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast. And please do listen to the other episodes in the series.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast. You can find more of our podcast via the DSA website or at Spotify and Audio Boom and Apple Podcast and other podcast platforms. Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.